dumbass. WJFK. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Listen carefully to this news report. It has not been altered in any way.
Well, you saw this one first last night on Fox 5. An inmate mistakenly released from the D.C. jail, and tonight he is still on the loose. You are looking at Larry King Jr. right here. He was given his walking papers this week, even though a judge revoked his probation in order to serve 6 months in jail. Fox News' Paul Wagner has this story.
Larry King is still on the loose.
When Larry King left D.C. Superior Court and came back here to the D.C. jail on Wednesday, the Department of Corrections says there was only one set of documents assigned to his name, and in those documents it said he should be released.
Corrections officials say the paperwork ordering King to remain behind bars didn't arrive at the jail until after King was mistakenly released.
I'm out.
Paul Wagner, Fox 5 News.
Now, a judge revoked Larry King's probation on Wednesday for a 2006 conviction of attempted distribution of cocaine.
Oh, my.
Sacramento, California. Hello.
Larry King, I want to commend you on your choice of suspenders tonight.
It is black.
I know it. This quality, though. This money that belongs to the Iraqi people, can they get that back from Saddam? And are we going to get Don and Mike on the Armed Forces radio over in Iraq?
Good question. That's a good question. Nick, Christopher, can they get the money some way to send that money back to the people? He probably took it from them.
The Don and Mike Show.
They probably took it from them.
Want to buy some blow?
Funny, that's funny. How's your friend Ann Coulter in the faggot word? What are you making at? By the way.
Gay.
Thank you, Larry.
That's so gay.
Dull.
He's your bag, Don and Mike.
There's a special section in hell reserved for people like you.
Right.
Just a bunch of white trash.
We're doing our best. Hey, Chef. Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, it's Mike from Arlington.
Hi there, Mike.
Hi, Don, I know you're a big sports fan, especially football. Did you happen to see the front page of the USA Today, the sports section?
I feel like an awful disc jockey. I have not looked at today's USA Today.
Okay, there's a story about NFL confronts discipline issues. There's a picture of 41 NFL players that were arrested, only two Packers. But their pictures are listed, and 39 out of the 41 are African Americans. And I guess my point is it seems like the media intentionally or unintentionally feeds into this, the racial divide. I just wanted your take on that.
When you say the media gets into the racial divide, what do you mean by that? I mean, what is your point? You didn't make a point.
No, I guess I really didn't. My point was the U.S.
I would say to you that the NFL is about 70% black right now, as far as percentage of black
players
to white players, mm-hmm. I would say. So the fact that you've got, whatever you said, 41 guys and two of them are white who have been arrested
doesn't really prove anything.
No, but, I think the NFL is just a microcosm of America, except that the workforce that we see, that we like, it's predominantly black.
Who's Pac-Man in the NFL?
Oh, Pac-Man Jones. He's the guy that made it rain in Las Vegas.
Yes, right.
He went into the strip club with $80,000 in cash and threw it in the air.
And threw it in the air?
To make it rain, and then tried to get his money back and was involved in some kind of shooting.
I think he might not be playing next year. I think the NFL might have.
You think so?
He's out for the entire 2007 season.
Yeah, they suspended him for the whole season.
Yeah, he had his whole thing. And half the Bengals get arrested all the time, but
God, there are a lot of Bengals on this list.
Cincinnati thing, I think, more than anything. And Nicole Smith. By the way, they have a decision. Larry Burkhead says the test prove he is the father.
There's your breaking news.
There it is. So that means he's going to get the kid or what?
I should be off the headlines now, right?
Right.
Well, why couldn't they have made a bigger deal of it? I don't understand. I saw this picture. I know this is a major controversy, and I know that's what we've been talking about. But Imus, just to look at him, as I've always said, you can turn the sound off and look at Imus and be very, very amused. He's got one of these Western shirts on that has, I think, six buttons on the cuff. You know what I mean? The kind that has just Bernard. I'm a cowboy. I'm trying to find this picture for you because it really.
And the other thing that he should stop pulling out of his arsenal is his goddamn corporate paid for ranch.
Yes.
Look at his cuff. Look at the buttons on it. I'm sorry, who the hell wears a shirt like that? Where do they get shirts like that? I want 12 like buttons on the cuff.
Like in Santa Fe.
Yeah, he's like the whole Western wear thing. When did he wasn't always Cowboy Imus, was he?
I think he always had the cowboy hat, maybe, to be cool.
Oh, he did? Okay.
Right. To be
right.
Cool, maybe.
That's funny. It's funny, though.
I've got a lot of buttons.
I've got buttons on my cuffs, Bernard.
I have to apologize for my shirt.
Sorry about my shirt and for this hair, which is... And they list his age at 66.
Yes, right. Well,
somebody do some research on that one.
Hello there. Don and Mike Show.
Him and George Michael.
Hello.
Hello, what's up?
Yeah, I just wanted to say you guys keep mentioning the hip-hop aspect of it all, and have you ever heard one of those rappers say anything like that in a radio interview or anything like that?
Well, listen, first off, neither one of us
were saying that. We were saying that's what a lot of white people are saying about the you know, the double standard. I didn't say it, and Don didn't say it.
But it's in the music.
Okay.
So, I mean,
okay.
And I am curious about, really, because I would be curious about lyrics as far as that particular saying that I miss said. Do you hear anything? I mean, you hear hoes in rap music, right? That's said a lot, isn't it?
Definitely. Yes, it is. Yes.
But you said
hoes are mentioned a lot in rap music, aren't they?
And then but you're saying like if a rapper is interviewed, he's not going to talk like that.
Never. Not at all.
Okay. All right.
And you know, like
so rappers never use racial slurs?
Not on the radio, not when they're being interviewed.
Right, because, and again, I'm just going to generalize here, because all rappers are straight shooters who don't do anything that possibly could be termed offensive by anybody when they're in a situation with a microphone on. I don't think so, friend. I'm sure you could go through the annals and find some rappers on some show somewhere who said something. I mean, you can't make a blanket statement like that.
Well, and on top of everything, I think that what he said on Al Sharpton's show when he said, "You people," is a lot worse than what he said on the radio.
I'm not prepared to disagree with you there because that he said it yesterday, and you know he's going on to apologize.
Seriously, let me ask you something. You're the only black guy you can find right now.
Okay.
Would you be happy? Would you get some sense of satisfaction if they fired his wrinkled old white ass? Do you think it really will change anything? Will it make you feel better?
No, not at all.
How do you feel? How does the actual comment that he made, how does that make you feel?
It doesn't make me feel anything. It was a wrong statement to make at the time. And
Do you think it's being blown out of proportion?
Then, dude, how come more people are not reacting like you?
It's definitely being blown out of proportion.
What do you think they should do? What should they do about it?
They should have suspended him starting today.
Yeah. All right.
Instead of Monday.
Well, don't forget about the kids, Mike.
Oh, is that what is he doing? Is this for the ranch?
I don't know what it is. It's some charity.
I'm trying not to laugh because I know in a lot of people's minds this is a serious subject. It's just when I start talking about Imus, I picture Imus, and Imus has always made me laugh. Right?
It's the whole thought of this ranch thing is something we've goofed on for years anyway. Too. Can you imagine that you're a sick kid, you've got like cancer or something, and your big treat is you get sent to a ranch where you're going to be forced to work like a cow, like a regular cow slopper and moo a cow milker. And the great treat you get is that there is some 80-year-old white guy screaming at you, chop, chop, to get things moving.
I want these cows put inside the barn.
And he keeps pulling that out every
time.
Yeah,
well, that's his thing. That's what he just...
I'm
a total a-hole, but I'm justifying it because I have a nice ranch for sure.
Imus Ranch.
Don't forget, Deirdre Imus does all the cooking.
Mrs. Imus does all the
vegan cooking, yeah. And when you think of his charity, dude, don't you picture him as like barbarians at the gate in a Superman outfit? I got a charity, dude.
I'm taking my private jet down to my big ranch. Got a do down there.
Yeah, the whole thing has always stunk like Lindberger cheese to me anyway. The fact that the guy's got like corporate sponsors underwriting this thing and he's taking Gulfstream jets out there and he's doing simulcasts of his radio show while he's allegedly helping these kids.
Right. I think that if you're looking for further scrutiny, I think you're going to get it. So I'm sorry.
Just one of
apologize.
Just one of those things. if you want to do something nice for people.
Take the millions that they're paying. I mean, he is paid millions upon millions.
Just
do it.
Just do it.
Yeah.
But don't turn it into a part of your show. And then, for God's sakes, please, when you're on your apology tour, don't pull it out like, oh, hey, I should get a pass because I help sick kids.
Right. I donated $25 to Amnesty International.
I'm sorry I said that.
I'm sorry. I'm a good person. I'm a good person. I'm losing my voice.
Poor bastard. Hello, yeah. Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Manilas.
He should just call in dead. Seriously. Yeah. He should just call in dead tomorrow.
Time to ride into the sunset.
Hello.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Hey, when is Imus going to pull out the defense that he's nappy-headed also? I think that's what he should do.
Well, now, is he nappy-headed?
I'm not sure what that means. I know it's a racist term that's been around for a long time. I think Imus has, if you're speaking about hair quality, Imus has hair of his own.
Not nappy. You know.
His hair looks like Betty White.
I think his hair might be artificial.
No.
Looks like straw.
It's straw. I mean, because it's so straw-like, Rob, that it might, saying it's artificial.
Hello?
Might be an overstatement.
Don and Mike Show.
Wig needs a conditioner.
Don and Mike.
Yeah, hello.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Okay.
Hey, when you sit there and look at the Tennessee team compared to the other team right next to one another, don't you think that's two different demographics of black people?
I haven't seen either team, so I don't know what he's talking about.
Do you mean that Tennessee has more seniors and Rutgers has more freshmen?
I'd say one team looks like a classier black than the other team does.
Okay, God, if you keep talking, sir, you're going to have to go on your own apology tour.
I'm sorry, guys.
Tell me what.
Sorry.
What exactly makes
a different class of black? Are you talking about skin color?
What makes a classy black?
Well, the way I understood and the way I saw it.
No. Let's just talk about you.
You're on the spotlight is now on you. You came on live radio to talk about your feelings.
What makes a classy black?
Well,
are you eating something right now?
No.
Okay. And
no.
Please don't say well spoken.
Mm-hmm.
I'm kind of trying to think of another way to put it.
Yeah. That might be a good idea.
Not really classier. Now, when I was in school, I knew what a nappy-headed black was.
Oh, you did you? I think we got one here. I think this might identify what some of the issues might be.
Got a live one.
Yeah.
You know,
you knew what that was.
How come a guy like you never calls the urban stations? How come a guy like you only calls us? How come a big balls guy like you never calls one of these black stations taking calls about these issues?
Well, I would call a black station if there was one in my area.
Well, there was one in your area.
You're calling from Washington, D.C. It's Chocolate City, my friend.
I know who I'm talking to, Don and Mike.
Jesus Christ.
Don't you think what you just said is a racist statement?
Absolutely not.
You don't consider... Well, then you're living in an absolute bubble.
Yeah.
You're not aware of the world around you. Do you socialize? Do you have black friends? Do you hang around black people? That would be offensive to them.
I don't think it would be.
Oh, my God.
Go find out.
I really wish...
Yeah, that's it. Let's do an experiment.
You know what? If you would be willing to go on the air with a black station, what if we called one of the black stations and got you to go on the air with them right now?
I'd do it.
You would do it?
Absolutely.
Hold on a second. Give me the phone number at 9-nickel-nickel.
Mm-hmm. 95.5.
What's the phone number there? For God's sakes. Let them do a live call.
Mm-hmm. Say we want to give one of our listeners to you. We want you to handle it.
I'd be so grateful.
Let's see how big his balls are.
Right.
He picks up the phone and goes, WPGC.
I go, when I went to school, I knew.
Classy blacks.
And I knew what, you know, oh, God, I don't even want to say it. I don't want to repeat it.
No.
Yeah, let him go on that station.
Thank goodness we have this guy to delineate that for us.
Okay, well, Rob finds...
And Rob, make sure he's not identified as a Don and Mike listener, because we've thrown him back.
Yeah. We disowned him.
You still there, Bill?
Absolutely.
Gotcha. Hold on a second.
All right, here we go.
Well, thanks, you big dummy. You got me the request line.
Well, that's what you wanted, didn't it? You go on the air?
I thought...
Everybody wants to hear the latest song.
I thought you had like a hotline.
An inside line.
I don't listen.
This should be run through the flagpole, Rob. Gee, I can't imagine Rob will be uncomfortable to call a black station and talk with anybody over there.
He gave me 432-9595.
Here's the request line. Bye.
It's the only number he had.
Bye now. Here you go, Don. Don, you do it.
Just the regular number. That's it. Just like call for your favorite hit song.
Sure.
Yeah, we'll get through it.
Very popular.
That must be it, Rob. They must be running a contest.
The line is busy.
What's the business line over there?
I don't know.
Hello there, Don and Mike show.
Hey guys,
howdy.
You know the thing that about this that bothers me most is it's a bunch of young girls who aren't like a bunch of thugs, and instead of talking about their trip to the national championship, everybody's talking about that we live in a racist society.
Well, that's what I know. Didn't you say you saw one of the girls that was complaining about that?
You know what?
And
I
don't blame them for it. I mean, they went to the Final Four. You know, that's a big deal.
Distracts.
I agree, but please, they should not be having a press conference about this.
Do you think they had anything to do with it?
No.
Do I think they do? No, I think the school
dragged
them.
The school
them up
did.
There.
Sure, that's because this has become a huge
deal. It's all PR for the school because now Rutgers University.
But then you get a call like that last call we had. And people still don't get it.
Because Rutgers' main point is that they want to have their all-white trustees or whoever they are stand up and say that they are racially pure.
Mm-hmm.
And at Rutgers, we appreciate all people of all colors.
Right.
Now listen to us talk about how great we are at Rutgers University.
Mm-hmm.
Please. You got it? Thank you. Thank you very hard.
All right. We're throwing this listener back. So we can't deal with him. You can have him.
Is that the business line?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
The number you have dialed, 202-289-5918, has been disconnected.
They've gone out of business.
That's exactly what you wrote down, Robbie. Exactly what you wrote down. Let's try this one.
That's a demo. He's on the air.
A demo?
A demo.
A demo.
Well, you got to call him to tell him he's on the air.
Right.
If he's on the air, shouldn't he know that already?
Yeah, his air.
Yes.
We'll ask our air. We'll ask him to take a call for us. Okay, now pick it up.
There you go. All right, Rob's gone.
Aye, aye, aye.
This should go well.
Hi, Ademo.
God.
Hi, Ademo. Hi. Hi, black person. I'm Rob.
Wrong number.
Got everyone testy.
What do you mean it was a wrong number?
What did I say? It was a wrong number.
It wasn't a demo?
It was not.
A citizen?
I'll try one more.
Fourth time's a charm.
That was the number we dialed.
I refer to this.
I wrote down the number that you dialed right here, which was 100% incorrect.
Here's the problem with race relations. We don't have each other's phone numbers.
You're a carrier.
What?
That was from Verizon. That's a problem with the carrier.
What? Just get the guy on the phone, please.
Any guy.
Hey, and incidentally, is our open-minded listener still on the phone?
Bill.
Hello, Bill?
Yeah.
Bill, you still there?
Hold on. Stay with us,
dude.
Still here. Okay. Hold on a second, dude. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, I just want to know if the guys at Rutgers invited any of those girls on the basketball team to dinner at their house.
That's, you know, you're talking about the, I know the point you're trying to make.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I know.
The white trustees, if they've ever had. But, I mean, what trustee is going to have dinner with any student at their house? I mean, you got to look at it that way, too. It's not necessarily a fair question.
It's a PR move, though, for the
It's
school.
A PR, of course right. It is.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
Howdy.
So the whole thing about the double standard, you keep talking about double standard as if that's unfair. When your wife tells you she's fat, she's allowed to say it. You can't say it. It's not like the double standard is a bad thing.
God. Okay. You know, some of these points are starting to make my brain hurt.
And again, I'd like to see you have the balls to tell your wife to her face when she says, "Do I look fat?" to say yes. You look fat.
No, he's saying it is a double standard, and that's a good double standard.
He wouldn't do that.
Oh, he won't do that.
Yes. Right. That's a different kind of double standard.
All right. I'm sorry you're married to a fat lady.
It's like we're having a contest with listeners that are bringing up points that we can't respond to.
Bye-bye.
Jesus Christ.
Tell Fatty we said hi.
God. The human brain.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Radio God.
Howdy.
Brain.
Okay, a derogatory remark for them to use on us. I know that's a bad way to put it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is a bad way to put it. But how about just saying you have a new derogatory term for white people?
Please don't take this personally.
Okay.
We're totally afraid of black people.
Mike.
Yes.
I have a new derogatory term to use for white.
Very good. Thank you.
What is it?
It's a black acronym. SASHO.
A what?
SASHO?
Spell it.
S-A-S-H-O. It's a black acronym.
SASHO. And what is it?
Which stands for what?
It stands for snobby, albino, straight-haired slave owners.
That's not bad.
It won't work. But thank
Mike.
You. Yes.
Thank you. No.
He's good. Gone. He's gone.
He's gone.
Never it's a pity on. He couldn't linger longer and say something to me personally.
He's gone because Bill is back.
Bill's here.
Hi, Bill.
Hey.
Hey, Bill. Need you to hold on while we still try to find a black radio station that will take your phone call.
Okay.
Okay, Bill.
Okay, hold on a second, dude. And let's see who's this one. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike. It's
Howdy.
Sal Vanilla.
Hi.
How you doing?
Okay.
Good. Listen, I'm a little confused. I mean, I don't go around calling our brothers, you know, guineas or wops, and I don't understand what, you know, they call each other funny names and stuff, and you know, I don't understand.
Who now again? Hold
Wait,
on.
We started at the beginning because
I heard guinea and wop, and they now.
You
are,
said you don't call. What is your point?
Yeah, I don't. We don't. I mean, Don Geronimo's an Italian, right? He's a brother, right? I don't call him a guinea.
No, I'm black, sir. I'm black.
I'm confused. I mean, I don't go around calling my guinea brothers guinea. You say, hey, yo, guinea, how you doing, man? You know, oh, forget about it.
What's your point?
I just...
hold on. Really, what it's...
What mean? Is your point?
Okay, the point is they call each other these names. You know what your point is?
I'm going to finish your point is for it. Your point is, seriously, and a lot of people that say, you don't have a point because it's not really that easy to defend your point, and your point is you don't understand that people might be offended by... Other terms.
When you say they, talking? Hold on.
Do you realize
about,
there's a whole group of people? There's a group of African American people that when you say they, it's taken by African Americans differently than it is by white Americans because they're offended by it.
Right. I understand.
Not everybody, but a certain segment of their population.
Right. But I don't understand why the African Americans will call themselves these names.
I'll tell you what I think. I think it's because. There's a certain segment of that population that wanted to gain ownership of some offensive terminology that was used against them for years and years
It is we have come to in this society. Like I said the other day, Jews can make jokes about Hitler. Other people can't. Blacks can make jokes about slavery. Other people can't.
If you're the people that have been victimized, do it.
Right.
That's the rule that we work on. I don't like the rule, but that apparently is the rule right now.
But us Italians have never made fun of them or have never, you know, enslaved them. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, we don't, you know, I don't feel like that's our problem, you know. But that's life. We understand.
That's why we whiteys got to stick together. Isn't that the truth, brother? Isn't that right, my Aryan brother?
Well, listen there.
White power!
Geronimo, I come from New York. You know what I mean? I mean, my brothers are all around the corners.
Hey, douchebag. It's a made up. It's a made up name.
Which one?
Don Geronimo. It's a made up name.
I know.
And Italian Americans, just like Irish Americans. I mean, everybody's had their share of discrimination.
Mazel tough, but you look Italian.
Jesus Christ. It's hard. It's really hard because I'm. It's first of all, you have to find the point. That's what it is. It's finding the point.
Well, the
found the point.
And
I think everybody, see, that's the thing. I'm dancing around. I think everybody knows what the point is.
Of course
is.
We all know the point. We're hearing it right now.
Yeah, the point is. The point is bigotry. That's the point.
No, not here.
What do you mean not here?
Never happened.
What'll never happen?
I have some black friends and African Americans that love me more than my Italian friends love me.
I don't believe that.
Well, then you ain't Italian, man. I mean, you know, they want to take you out. They want to, you know the deal. You watch The Sopranos. Come on.
What does having Italian have to do with?
Yeah, I
do
watch The Sopranos, and Tony was really, really thrilled about that Meadow relationship.
Yeah, well, that's it's rough because the Sicilians, you know, Sicily's right across from Africa, and they take offense to it.
Well, how do you feel about Imus?
As well.
How do you feel about Imus?
Imus in the morning, that guy?
Yeah.
Well, I thought he was Howard's best friend. I don't know. How do I feel about him? I don't feel anything, because if he got on and talked about the guineas, I'd be like, yeah, well, what do you want to call me, whatever you want to call me. Call me a wop, a guinea, hey, whatever.
No problem.
But if you tell me to my face.
This is the problem. I'm going to hang up on this guy. This is the problem we whites have. There must be a word, because as you heard.
Exactly. You said it before.
He's saying you can call him a guinea. You can call him a
wop. It's not offensive to him.
It's not going to bother him.
Mm-hmm.
There's got to be a word.
But if there was the history, you know, of that, and, you know, there was a day when that word was offensive to Italian Americans, and there was a day when harp and mick was offensive to Irish Americans, too. And it's, you know.
What was the first one?
Harp.
Hadn't heard that one before.
Harp. Oh,
never,
yeah.
Never heard
oh,
that
yeah,
before.
Harps. That's the thing. Now you're pissing me off.
That's a good one.
You know, hey, I just felt a pang of that.
Hey, you big harp.
Yep.
Well, that's the problem with them. You know.
Them Irish?
The Irish.
Yeah, the Irish. No Irish need apply. We have that up in our office.
All right, well, let's find an urban radio station that will take our phone call, and we have our special listener on the phone, because I don't think he'll have the balls to say on the air.
Oh, I think he will.
On a black station, what he said on our station.
He'll probably try to sweeten it up a little bit, but I think he's enough of an idiot where he'll say that.
Let me just make sure he's there.
I believe he means well.
Still there?
Yep.
Good man. Yep. Knew you would be. Hold on a second, Bill.
Yep.
That's why you're right.
Yep.
You are right.
Just remember, Bill, what have we experienced during this segment? It's basically, if it doesn't bother me, it shouldn't bother anybody else.
Yes, sir!
Thank you, guys.
Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.